Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Finally kind of catching up on the socials, zipping through some posts from the weekend. What's the deal with that mango salsa? You okay?
Oh my gosh.
That looked tasty AF.
And I cannot wait to make it again. First of all, I did not realize there's different kinds of mangoes. Who's with me? Like,
I didn't know that either.
I went over to a friend's house and she had some on the counter and I was like, okay, what are those? And she's like, those are mangoes. And I was like, wait a sec, because the mangoes I'm used to are the, you know, purple green variety that have the, you know, those purple green colors. But there's a smaller, lighter version of the mango also that apparently you can get at Costco.
I was going to say, they got them at Sam's. You get a box of the little baby mangoes.
The baby mangoes, mm-hmm. And they are perfect for mango salsa. But can I tell you what completely blew my mind about mango salsa?
I wish you would.
That I had no idea. And I was like, this is a game changer and also makes so much sense. I thought, you know, salsa, what's the number one ingredient in salsa most times?
Tomatoes.
Yes, right? The redness, the sweetness, the tomato is what you need.
Yeah.
But with mango salsa, guess what it is?
Mangoes? That's the base.
No, it's not tomato.
Oh, never
it's mind. Not tomato.
No, mangoes is the base.
Mangoes is the base.
That's what I meant. Yeah, mangoes is the base.
But there's still red in it. You see, even in the picture I posted, there's still red in it. And for some reason, I always just thought that that was tomatoes mixed with the mangoes. But it is not. It is red pepper. What? It's so crunchy.
What a weekend for Katie.
What
an exciting weekend for you. Squeezing mangoes in your kitchen and discovering the color red.
No idea.
Whoa.
What? Like, this was like for me when you see like the emoji of the little face where
with
the
head
brain
exploding.
Is. That was me once I realized it was red pepper. That, you know, what that brought to the party of the mango salsa game was ridiculous.
Damn,
so
girl.
I was just so excited, and I could not wait to go home and make more mango salsa because that's
something that
can be a condiment to everything. You could put some of that in Greek yogurt.
Put a little
Watch
on your chicken.
Out. Put
Grill some
on
chicken,
your chicken
and put it on there.
Put it over some rice. Wait a second.
Use it in foreplay.
Spicy.
We got to find you a man, Katie.
I like to eat my salsa, so just so you
this
know.
What do you mean? This is your exciting weekend, huh?
This and other people are getting excited with me.
Oh, right now people are rolling out of bed going, oh,
yeah.
It's going to be a good day.
The red pepper game is strong with this one. Like,
it's
that's
a mango.
Exactly what they're saying.
It's a mango Monday with JKJ.
Watch out. We're about to get crazy.
Okay, I give you crap, and I'm just goofing with you, but speaking of Sam's, so in their like pre-made section where you can go and get, you know, like their mac and cheese and their pot pies and all that crap. Okay, they've got the mango salsa pre-made with the shrimp on top. There's a name for it.
Ceviche.
Ceviche. Thank you very much.
Yes.
And every time I'm in Sam's, I get a container of the ceviche.
Mm.
And it's the mango's the base, and then they've got jalapenos and onions, and then the shrimp on top, and then you squeeze the lime all over it.
I bet you there's red pepper in there.
And probably some red pepper. And I kid you not, I was at Sam's yesterday, and I came home with one of those.
Yes.
And I sat at the, I stood at the kitchen island, and with a brand new bag of taco chips, and I just ate that entire thing like a big old fatty.
But do you know how good that also is for you? I know you kid where you're like,
it's
you're like,
not,
no, I don't think, no, but it is.
The shrimp's not.
Compare, what do you mean the shrimp's
not? The shrimp is so, it's one of the worst things you can eat for high cholesterol.
Oh, but still, if that's all you're looking
and the
at,
chips,
then yes,
half a bag of
the
chips.
Protein, I mean, the stuff that you get with the shrimp outweighs, I think, the cholesterol, at least in my mind. I'm not having to worry about cholesterol, though, so I guess that's maybe where I can, you
runs
know,
in my family. I got to watch it.
You got to watch it a little
so
bit.
So half a bag of chips and about a half pound of shrimp is probably not the best idea.
All that fruit and vegetable intake you had with the salsa, though, that's what I'm saying, is that's a much better dip for you to have than, say, the French onion.
True.
But, you know, so
or
it's
think
like,
a bowl of queso like, with ground beef in it or
when
something.
When they talk about you eat this, not that. Like, that is a good choice to make, actually.
The only other way that I live dangerously with that, what's it called? Ceviche?
Ceviche. Yeah.
Is I like to go to Sam's on Sunday morning. I'm turning into an old man because that is when they slap the clearance stickers on everything because it's like sell by tomorrow, you know. And if you get there early on a Sunday, you get some pretty good deals on stuff. I buy clearance ceviche.
I would not. I would stay away from the clearance seafood.
I just shot stuff out of my nose.
In general, any creature from the sea, that is not what you want to discount on.
I like to live dangerously.
Don't
so
do it.
If I'm in the bathroom multiple times this morning, clearance shrimp.
Ew.
I do want to quickly give Katie A gigantic thank you.
Wait, what?
Oh, no, I know.
Ready. I'm ready.
Don't get used to this. Do not get used to this. But this is coming from me and my wife, Knick Knack.
Oh.
And our children. We want to thank you for something.
All of you.
We generally sit down for family movie night on either, you know, Friday or Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
And nothing was looking good on the old Flex, Netflix or Peacocks or the whatever's the Primes.
Yeah.
The Apples.
Watch. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
We did, however, flip on. Well, I take it back because we did find this on Netflix. But the $1 Million Secret.
I love this. Yes.
Season one of the $1 Million Secret.
Yes.
Girlfriend,
you love it, you love it, you love it, you love it.
We plowed through 3 episodes on Saturday night, and then last night we plowed through 2 more. That's like 5 hours of Netflix.
And you for, never do that.
I never, ever, ever do that. But holy crap, we love this show.
I love that. Okay, good.
It's a great, great show.
And it's good for the family to watch together because there's no like... You know, it's not too big. Like,
there's
the kids
really
can enjoy
nothing.
It.
There's a lot of cleave. There's a lot of cleavage.
There's a lot of cleavage. Yeah, but that's okay.
You know, that's why, like, we plowed through 5 episodes. Hey, let's watch another one.
But it really
cleaves you coming back.
You know, your brain go. Like, you have to really, like, pay attention to what people are doing, what they're saying.
I love the characters.
Yes.
The host on that show.
He is so funny. He's my favorite.
I want to be friends with that guy.
Okay.
He's
yes.
just the man.
I am so glad you like it.
Yeah, we're rolling through season one.
There's a whole season two for you to get into, too. So once you get done with season one.
Yeah. I will tell you this, though. If you guys start watching it, I didn't know much about the show. So we watched the 3 episodes. And then I hopped online. I was like, is there a season 2?
Yeah.
So I just quickly searched $1 Million Secret. And be warned, as soon as you do that, it'll give you... Like, the first thing you see is who wins.
Yeah. No, exactly.
So I already know who wins, which sucks.
Oh.
But
for season
it's still,
2?
No, for season we're season 1. So all I know is season 1 right now.
Yeah, because season 2.
But it'll immediately tell you who wins.
Season 2 just dropped, so you won't be too far behind.
I will not
Google
it.
If you can get caught up on that. But I'm so glad you're watching this show.
Thank you very much for the recommendation.
You're welcome.
So your Jabba the Hutt lifestyle really, really appeased us.
And there you go for kids with parents, or parents with
kids
and stuff, too. Like, this is perfect for you to watch as a family.
It's
so,
a family-friendly show.
You know?
It's intriguing. It's fun. It gets you thinking. And it just, you walk away with a smile after every damn episode.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
You're so welcome.
It's really nice of you.
I'm so happy I could help.
Look at that.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
How was the Colfax Marathon this weekend? I saw some pictures, Josh, of you out there.
Yeah, it was a wild event. I had never really been there before, and I had a couple buddies and friends that were running in the marathon or the half marathon. So shout out to Connor and Ryan and his buddy Stu, who all ran yesterday. Awesome, awesome event. And to be able to do that in any capacity and say, hey, I completed a marathon, that's amazing. They did it in about 4 hours. Just a little over 4 hours. So shout out to them. Really cool event. I really liked it. Thousands of people and their dogs drinking beers, cheering on everybody who finished the event. Right before my buddy Connor crossed the finish line, there was an elderly man who was running across the finish line as well. And anybody that does this in any capacity, first of all, is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But to see older people being able to do this, one of the coolest things ever. I will say, watching him cross the finish line, all of a sudden, a rather foul stench
was
hitting our nose waves. No, it was not out the mouth orifice. And
oh, no.
I've heard that people will wet themselves during a marathon because they want to make time. I think this man did the other thing, and I could see that he did that.
Really?
Yeah.
You could see the poo-poo?
It. You could see the poo-poo.
Poo-poo.
It was protruding from his shorts.
Oh,
oh
no.
Shorts poo-poo,
which,
too.
Look, if you want to make time, good for you. That's awesome, but wow, that is real dedication.
Is that serious? Like, I had no idea.
People will go in their pants.
Oh, yeah, people will definitely go, number one, first of all, but people will also just puke on the side of the road and not even stop. Like, they're throwing up on themselves.
I told you I was at the marathon down there when Nicole was doing all this, and a guy came right at the finish line and puked right in front of me, and it splashed all over my shoes, my shins. I mean, there was puke all over me, and I was like, Thanks.
So one thing about this marathon specifically is they do a lot of the pickle shots, which are, you know, not like actual pickle juice. They do juice.
Yeah.
Well, Connor was talking about he was on mile 24, so 2 miles to go, okay? And how he was coming up to a lady and she was like, oh, pickle shots for everybody. And he's like, I'm cramping up a little bit. That sounds great. She was handing out fireball shots.
Oh.
So he took a fireball shot in the last 2 miles and was like, oh, man, I'm going to start throwing up too.
Yeah.
Like, it was horrible. She totally tricked people. Like, I've never. Why would you do that?
Why would you do that?
I know.
That's awful.
Well, you could be a grown up and say no.
Well,
he
thought it was pickle
shots. It was pickle juice, and it was actually fireball that lady tricked him with.
Oh, I missed that part.
Yeah. Oh, no. That's awful. Oh. And it's funny, I've ran one race, and it was only a 5K. I cannot imagine a marathon, but I wanted to throw up after that.
It's
so
rough.
Don't you even, Katie?
Runs.
Like, come on! I actually run.
Katie's our local runner.
You would be able to do it, but that poor old guy.
No, that poor old guy.
I would have like,
you know what?
I would have ran right to the laundromat.
Dedication, though. Just keep going.
I actually wandered into a movie theater this weekend. Believe it or not, I haven't done that in a minute.
Oh, to see a movie?
I just wandered in and then hung out and left. No, I went with my buddy Matt. I hadn't seen Matt in a long time, and I had a couple passes to go see Mortal Kombat 2.
Finish him.
And it was really good. It was fun. It's just a fun, goofy movie.
Okay.
You know, and incredibly violent. But that's Mortal Kombat, right?
That's what you expect. That was the whole shtick of Mortal Kombat. You beat each other up.
That's right, and cut people in half and all that. So it was a good guy movie, you know, just a couple guys going and hanging out. I was going to bring my son to it, but I was like, I don't know. I don't know if he'd be into it as much as I would because the nostalgia, you know, for me. And side note, let me tell you something really quick. I've noticed something with movie trailers, and I'm kind of glad I didn't bring my son because the movie trailers were filled with profanity and nudity.
Oh.
When did that become a thing where the trailers were rated R?
Yeah, usually
what is Mortal Kombat?
There was
rated?
Breastuses. I thought about that too because Mortal Kombat's R. So I guess if you're in there,
they show.
But,
yeah,
like I was gonna bring my son and I did the, you know, I searched it online and I was like, I don't want him to go through a bunch of sexy scenes and nudity and all that. So I was like, the action is probably fine. So I would have given the green light to go hang out and watch an action movie, but they don't tell you anything about the trailers that include a lot of breastuses and sexy time scenes in the trailers that are rated R.
You're really trying to get people to go to the movies.
I'm like, whoa, what did I just see?
Well, and even outside of just policing your son, I mean, usually they don't waste all the good stuff in the trailers. Like, usually they hang on to that for the movie.
True.
That's shocking to me.
Well, I enjoyed it. I got a little extra.
Yeah, right. Extra bang for your buck.
But, you know, it is definitely in line with the retro and vintage right now, where everything is going back to the 80s and the 90s right now.
Yeah.
Which is great for you and I, Katie.
I
am digging nostalgia. One of the trailers was for Street Fighter. And I was like, oh, I got to go see that one.
Another one that I just
and another one.
Loved.
I am just all into the retro and nostalgia right now. In fact, I'm wrapping up finishing my basement, and I'm looking for arcade machines. I want to put like 2 or 3 arcade machines down there.
Like Cruisin' USA?
Like Cruisin' USA or Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. Pac-Man?
I want the old school where you sit down and play Pac-Man, you know,
my
across from each other.
My friend has a Pac-Man game in her basement.
I
and
want
it's
that.
Like, it's fun and then you kind of just like get used to it though. Like I haven't played that. I have
I
not
thought
played
about that,
that Pac-Man game in years. I mean, I used to play it a lot more when it was first, you know, new, but kind of.
Yeah, I'm kind of doing like a fun room for the kids down in the basement. And a little bit of me. So, if anybody's getting rid of old arcade machines, let me know. I might be interested. Speaking of the old school and the retro, get this: Pizza Hut is bringing back its old school restaurant features. God, again, taking you back to the 80s. The red roof, the red checkered tablecloths, the vinyl booths, the Tiffany style lamps. And yes, the salad bars and red plastic cups.
The cups.
That makes me so happy.
But not just the salad bar, the buffet, right?
Well, and the buffet. I'm sorry. The buffet
goodness.
And the salad bar is coming back
goodness.
As well. They say that they're just kind of revamping all these stark, boring new Pizza Huts that are out there because they've revamped them over the years, trying to modernize them.
Yeah.
But people want the old school 80s feel and, you know, into the 90s of the of the old school Pizza Hut.
So many good memories from Pizza Hut growing up. I mean, they actually just tore down the Pizza Hut in my small town not too long ago, and it was a big deal because of that. You remembered all the days you spent. They had an arcade in the Pizza Hut, funny enough.
Speaking of Cruisin' USA.
The first time I played Cruisin' USA, it was in a Pizza Hut. Because that was right
Wasn't
there.
Wasn't that the greatest game ever?
It was.
Cruisin' USA was so neat.
You know, but so like fun. When you could, like, they'd bring a whole pizza to your table and they'd put it on that stand. So it was like elevated on your table for everybody. Just at eyes length.
And it would
right?
drip the grease. Like it would, the bottom of that pan would just be so full of grease,
yummy.
Katie. And then you'd lick your fingers and go back in there and play Cruisin' USA.
Yeah. That's a greasy
steering wheel. Yeah. Man, that's those were the days. And
Let's
I'm glad they're doing
back.
This. Again, they've done all sorts of focus groups and all this, and they're saying that the new Pizza Huts are just cold and stark, and they want that feel of the old school Pizza Hut.
I want it, too.
As a matter of fact, they're even resurrecting the Book It program. Remember Book It?
Yeah, you had to read a book to eat a pizza. Mm-hmm.
It was like multiple books or something, wasn't it? They gave you the little bookmark.
Tabs, yeah.
I think it was a bookmark, and then you check off, and then you could go in and get a free personal pan pizza. They're bringing the Book It program back. So this makes me so happy.
One of my best friends growing up, he worked at a Pizza Hut, and so I would stay after hours, and we would make wings and try all different kinds of sauces. And so we would make, like, the hot and spicy or the buffalo or, like, sweet and spicy, like, so many different, you know, ways to conjure it up.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. That's, like, the distinct memory that I have of sitting in a Pizza Hut after hours. It was the
best.
Well,
hopefully they've upped their health code violation game then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not like random teenagers in the back making chicken wings.
Years ago.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
It is about that time. A little sports recap from the weekend, including a couple ladies going at it this weekend, Josh.
Yeah, it was a weekend full of women's sports, and we love that. On Saturday night, Denver Summit FC, our national women's soccer team, took the pitch against the Orlando Pride. And it was a brief moment of scare there halfway through the matchup because the Orlando Pride ended up almost tying the game. And then Janine Sonis, the hometown hero who I actually went to high school with, scored her goal and brought the home team crowd to their feet as they won the game.
Sonis fires and scores! Janine Sonis! There's a final whistle. A historic night in Denver. The Summit. With their first ever home victory.
They and did good.
They did. That was a huge historic night. They got their first home win at Dick's Sporting Goods Park. Women supporting women. The crowd was electric. It was sold out there. Sonis actually recorded her second straight brace, which is scoring two goals in one game. And that was her second time. So she did a back-to-back game. So shout out to
the
hometown
local
hero
girl.
There.
Yeah,
we love
yeah,
it. I went to high school
that.
With her. So I'm it's definitely amazing. Proud of her. That is awesome. But wait. There's more as a massive bout happened in the MMA where Gina Carano took on Ronda Rousey. And this was like the first time both women fought in well over a decade. And this happened.
Oh, immediately Rousey takes Carano down. But Carano looking for the guillotine. And Rousey pops her head out in full mount, ground and bound. Rousey looking for the arm. And already the arm. It's over. Mamma mia.
People were upset by that fight because it ended so quick. Was it 17 seconds or something like that?
17 seconds in.
Wow.
Gina Carano was not even able to really get any punches off as Ronda Rousey went for the takedown, got it. She tried for the guillotine, could not get it, and then got armbarred. And we all know how devastating
Mamma
that
mia.
Can be.
Yeah.
It can be really gross to see. She luckily tapped out before any
called?
Damage was done. The armbar. And you don't want that.
I don't want an
armbar. That'll,
bar.
That'll dislocate your elbow in a horrendous way.
The only armbar I know is like when you're bellying up to the bar and you put your arm on it.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah no.
Take a whiskey.
We've seen
Very
before,
different
sir.
Armbar.
Yeah. No, but I guess everybody was butthurt because it did last so short.
Well, the
so
hype
quick.
Around it was absurd. I mean, they were talking about this for weeks, and then you get all set up. People bought Netflix just for this, and then they go 17 seconds in. It's over, Mamma Mia!
I saw something that said this fight could have been an email.
Literally,
it's crazy.
So funny. Well, there you go, guys. There's your sports recap with JKJ. Well, here's a celebrity couple that I definitely did not see coming, but take it with a grain of salt because it's coming from the National Enquirer. People are saying Pamela Anderson is making room for love in her life, and Tom Cruise might be interested in hooking up with Pamela Anderson.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I don't know either.
I
I guess he really liked her Golden Globe nominated performance in the drama last year. Was it last year? I think it was 24, maybe. Mm-hmm. The Last Showgirl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she got a lot of good reviews for that.
A lot of great reviews. Yeah. And I guess Tom called her to congratulate her on her big comeback, and they've been in touch ever since. And an insider is saying there's a spark between them.
Okay.
And they were spotted like a year ago leaving the same New York City hotel, not together, but just moments apart.
Well, and I don't, you know, it's not hard for me to believe that he's into her. I'm just saying she is in such a point in her life where she does not put up with BS. I mean, she doesn't even wear makeup anymore.
No,
she doesn't even have time for that. So I just don't know if she's willing to put up with Tom Cruise's shenanigans.
His lifestyle and all
like,
that.
That's where it's hard for me to believe.
He's a little flashy, isn't he?
Huh.
So who knows? We'll see. Maybe they're hooking up behind the scenes. I love this kind of celebrity gossip.
I know, right? Me too.
I'm lying. Okay, so there's some videos floating around this morning that got me all, my rear end puckered a little bit.
Okay.
Two fighter jets collided in midair on Sunday during the Gunfighter Skies Air Show at the Mountain Home Air Force Base in Idaho. And the full base went into lockdown after the incident. Emergency responders on site. Investigation underway. But you see the video online and these two planes just smash right into each other and the pilots eject. I think they were safe and survived. But talk about a very expensive crash with two very expensive airplanes.
Yeah, that's scary.
Why is this still a thing, these air shows? Because we're constantly seeing videos of planes crashing into each other.
Oh, because they're so cool.
It's so
when
impressive.
You don't,
so dangerous,
when they don't
though.
Crash.
Yeah.
Oh, it's dangerous. But like, if you ever get to see the Blue Angels or the Thunderbirds, they're amazing.
I don't know. I feel like there's videos all the time of these planes crashing into each other. But I don't know. I got one more thing for you. I want to play you a bit of an audio. This guy posted this video online. It's a split screen between him and his mental health instructor, and she's doing something called laugh therapy. And then I saw this reposted multiple times and people chatting about it online.
Yeah.
I guess this is a big deal, this laugh therapy.
The best.
Do you want a couple seconds of it?
I need it.
All right, here you go.
Ha, 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 ha.
All right, yeah.
Keep it going.
All right.
I have watched
it. Sounds
that
a
video.
Little fake. But
no, I've watched it so many times, and every time it makes
it
me giggle. That cannot be a bad thing. More people need to watch that video. Your mood can change your whole day. Like
I kind of
strongly like it. Encourage you to go watch that video. And watching it makes it even more impactful. But totally worth it.
It sounds a lot like when you tell a joke on the air, and I'm like,
shut up. You know what?
It's generally...
At the end of it, though, we're both rolling.
We're rolling.
You know, having a good time there.
All right, what you got locally?
Okay. Well, this may not be something to laugh at, but a local food truck owner got scammed. And this stinks for Miss Tanya Worth. She just launched DeVroe Artisan Sandwiches last month, and she talked about how passionate she was about even just making sandwiches.
My sisters used to make fun of me and call me Joey Tribbiani about how much I talked about sandwiches. Cooking for people is my passion, so I decided to follow that dream.
And I love it. So again, she started this food truck called DeVroe Artisan Sandwiches, and she's just a month in here, so she was hoping to be part of the North Glen Food Truck Carnival they had over the weekend. And so somebody from the carnival, quote-unquote, reached out to her to be a part of it. They said that they required her to have, like, a $400 deposit, and she did all that. Then she went and bought, like, $600 worth of food for the event, only to find out that she showed up to it this weekend, and they were like, yeah, you're not on the list. And not only that, but we are aware of the scam. Like, they did it to a bunch of people, like a few different food truck owners in the area. So completely crap, but we wanted to get the word out on it because they're going to be at Denver Rescue Mission today so that food doesn't go to waste, right? So they're going to do what they can to Denver Rescue Mission, but also they're going to be there around noon. If you can go and help them out and show them some love because of what happened this weekend, I'm sure they'd appreciate it.
Do you know what the scammers sounded like after they pulled off
this
scam?
Go ahead. What? They're still stupid. We don't like those scammers, Jeremy. Oh, my gosh. But we do love Tanya Worth and, again, DeVroe Artisan Sandwiches. So go help them out if you can, a local food truck owner. A black bear was spotted in Westminster neighborhood.
Not another bear story.
There
what?
There's so many bears out right now. And, again, very active year for the bears because of the warm winter that we had. This one was at 32nd and Youngfield, and there's actual video of it. Somebody saw this bear just walking in the neighborhood, and they were like, awesome. It even said they're like, I was mesmerized by their coat. Wouldn't that be funny if you just saw a bear hanging out in somebody's front porch?
That's a great
and you're
coat.
Just like, oh my gosh,
it'd been
fur
better
is
if
so pretty.
No, if he was wearing an actual coat, like a nice North Face or something.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, that is a good looking coat.
That's a Colorado bear with the North Face pull, too. Yeah. But yeah, be careful because, again, a lot of bears are out and about in our area. They're saying, like, as of last week, they had more sightings of bears than all of, like, 77% more than all of last year. So it is a lot more bears out there. So just be careful. And then Delta County crops donezo. So this story popped a couple weeks back when we had those 2 days of winter. You remember those?
I do.
2 days of the season. A lot of crops over there on the western slope were decimated because the change in weather. So here's the distinguish, though, because when you think of over on the western slope and you think of like peaches,
peaches.
What are you thinking? Where are they from?
Palisade.
Exactly. Palisade peaches were not affected by this.
Oh, so, thank God.
I know. But that's the thing is that whole western slope, that whole North Fork Valley, it's a very fertile spot for their soil. It's like the soil is magic, essentially, over there. So mm-hmm. that's where you get a lot of the apples, the cherries, the peaches, all
grapes.
Of the fruit that comes, the corn from Olathe.
Oh,
I mean, all of it.
God,
and
I
so they're
it.
Saying like Delta County. So Olathe, Delta, Hotchkiss, Paonia, the cherries, a lot of those crops were affected. So the majority of the peaches are grown in Paonia and even Grand Junction over there by the Colorado National Monument. And again, those crops weren't necessarily affected, but a good number of them were. So
that sucks.
We can expect one more thing to be more expensive this year, probably, and that would be all the fruit and wonderful produce we get from the Western Slope. Still worth it, but we might see a little bit of an increase on it.
I was just talking to Nick Nack this weekend because we made a little pilgrimage out there for a long weekend last year out
yeah.
to Palisade, and I was like, I am dying to go back.
You need to.
I loved it so much out there. That little place that we stayed at
yeah.
and all the wineries. And she's like, oh, yeah, there's multiple places that we didn't hit that we're just kind of itching to get back there.
Well,
it's so pretty out there.
Palisade specifically is such a cute little mountain town.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right there outside of Grand Junction. So all the amenities you need of a quote-unquote big city are right there. But, I mean, it really is tucked right into the Book Cliffs.
It's a magical little place, isn't it?
It's so beautiful.
And I know you're from those parts. You got the
feels,
too.
Well, I lived over there
for a little
bit.
Yeah.
So, it, you know, it's very nostalgic for me. But, you know, you just feel for those farmers and all the people who count on the crop, you know.
Yeah,
especially
a lot of money that comes out of
so
there.
So much money. And so, you know, hopefully
they're juicy peaches.
Well, and that's the thing, too, is like those farmers team up. So it really is like, you know, they'll team up and go to farmers markets together. So hopefully if somebody's crops were completely wiped out, they were
yeah.
able to, you know, be helped by another local farmer. That's kind of how they do things.
It's cute.
Over
they
there.
Show up in matching so, like, overalls.
They do, you know.
They polish their tractors together.
They even go up and grab the straw to their teeth.
Yeah. They're always talking about squeezing peaches.
Meet in the middle.
You want to squeeze my peach, Harold?
That might be a little much.
Ron, you squeeze my peach first.
They do take care of each other over there,
yeah.
and I do love that. So,
awesome.
Yeah, there you go. There's your local stuff.
There you go, guys. There's your Mile High Hype this morning with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh here at Denver's Mix 100. Who wants to squeeze my peach? Anybody? Come on, squeeze
That's
it
a
now.
Sweet peach.
Woo!
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Yes, now is the time to grab your phone and give us a call. For Fast Five, first one of the week, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. That'll hopefully get you into our studios. Call now because this is very popular, especially if you've never played before. We absolutely love talking to people who are first-timers. So 303-691-1649. We'll get you on the air, get to know you, find out about your weekend, and then I'll throw you a category. And start a 10-second timer, and within those 10 seconds, you got to give me five things that have to do with that category. You think you can pull it off? 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. All brought to you by our good friends at Bally's Casino Blackhawk. Best value with $5 blackjack and $5 menu items daily. Katie, give us some examples.
Yeah, you've asked for things like five famous biopics or five safety items for baby. The one that won it on Friday, Nikita, named five products that are used to make it smell better. And that was a fun one, right?
That was a good one, like deodorant, and air freshener.
Candles. You just never know what you're going to ask when it comes to the category.
That's right. It's kind of a silly game, but you know what? People seem to enjoy it.
Yeah.
So call in 303-691-1649. And I will tell you, we've got an epic prize this week, too.
It's a great prize because, one, you get to go to the best venue on the planet in Red Rocks, and you get to go see Santana.
Yeah.
He's going to be rocking it up out there on May 28th. So, yeah, you'll score a pair of tickets if you can win Fast Five today.
So give us a jingle jangle, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. If you get placed on hold, do not hang up. That means you're in. You're just on hold. And we'll try to get to you. First up to bat, looks like Jennifer made it through. Hi, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. How was your weekend?
It was great, actually. We had football. We had dance recitals. It's very busy.
Wow, look at that. I wish they had combined the two.
That would be fun.
Dancing
football. Oh, my goodness, yes.
A plié on the pitch.
Is today your birthday?
No, actually, this weekend's my birthday. It's Saturday.
Oh,
this
on
weekend.
Saturday.
Okay.
Okay, well, here.
Yeah.
How old are you going to be?
Yeah. 25.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
wish.
Jennifer.
Plus 20.
You got to tell him nothing.
Plus 20?
No, he doesn't. I got to know nothing. You're absolutely.
That's
happy,
right.
Happy 25th birthday, Jennifer.
The kids are like, Dad, she's lying. She's lying. My mom's a liar.
Shut up. She said.
That means she had us when she was seven.
Oh, kids. Yeah. Mommy lie. Gosh.
Who's in the car with you, Jennifer?
My beautiful children. You guys want to say hi?
Hi.
Hi, kiddos. Do something nice for your mom's birthday.
Hi, guys.
All right, Jennifer, let's do some Fast Five with you. Now, no cheating and no help from your children. I don't think they'll know this one, though. And no sequels, which I don't know if there's any. But in 10 seconds, give me five movies or TV shows that starred Pamela Anderson. Go.
Baywatch.
Yep.
Is all I have.
Uh-oh.
I have no idea.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Oh, remember when she was the tool time girl on Home Improvement?
Oh, my gosh. I do remember that.
Remember Barbed Wire?
She got the tattoo for Barbed Wire, yeah.
And many more. She was in the recent Naked Gun movie, too.
Yeah, she was.
Jennifer, you suck at this game.
No.
I killed it, you mean. I got one.
You did. You did.
Hey, have fun for your 25th. It was nice talking to you.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Have
bye.
A great week.
Okay, bye. Oh, she's fun. Hi, Julia.
Hey, good morning.
Hey to you. How was your weekend?
Super boring.
Oh, no. Did you just, work and clean?
Being the mom Uber, going everywhere.
Yeah.
Gosh.
You need a night out, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, you do.
Right?
You're right.
Now, if you went out for a night, would it just be you or do you have, like, a special someone?
I'll probably take one of my girlfriends.
Okay.
Hey, it's a good answer.
I'm trying to puzzle that out. Like, do you have somebody that you just don't want to talk about, or are you single?
Oh, no, I'd rather have a girl's night out.
You'd rather have a girl's night. Than you don't need no man.
I don't want to bring him.
Right.
Yeah. He's a dork.
I see him enough.
Yeah, he's a dork. So okay, I got you.
I love that answer.
I got
no
you.
No malice whatsoever. You just want a girl's night.
Mm-hmm. All
that's
right.
So perfect.
What do I have for you, my friend? All right, Julia, do you like sleeping?
Yeah.
Dur, right? Okay, well, in 10 seconds, give me five different mattress brands. Go.
Sealy.
Yep.
Posturepedic. The purple one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time's up.
Man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you got... I think Sealy Posturepedic is all one company, isn't it?
So yeah. I think it is, too.
Yeah, I think you got two, Julia.
But the purple mattress is
purple.
Actually the name.
I've always
so,
wanted to try those,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, same.
Well, darn it, Julia, you didn't get it, but it was nice talking to you on a fun Monday.
You too. I hope you have a good day. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Who's been holding the longest? Is it Marina?
Yes, that's me.
That's you. Super dupes.
So excited.
Super dupes.
Super dupes. So how was your weekend? On my little screen, it says you had family in town, it looks like.
Yes. So my second grade daughter, she received her confirmation and first Holy Communion this weekend, so we had family in town.
Well, hallelujah.
Yeah. Congrats to your little one. Yeah, that's a big deal.
That's a big deal. Yeah. That's right.
Thank you.
Would you guys go anywhere good to eat or have any good food?
So we catered Filipino food for my husband's family, so
oh,
it was delicious.
Yeah. Yum. Oh, you got Katie's attention.
Yes.
Lumpia? Did you have lumpia?
Oh, it's so good. Pancit and everything.
Yes.
What did you call it? Lumpia?
Lumpia.
What's
it's
lumpia?
It's like their egg roll. Their version. Oh. Did you
the egg
have...
roll. Those yeah. were good.
Oh, they're so good.
Money.
Yummy. Yes.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations, Marina.
You know how to party.
Damn straight. Okay, yeah. Any party with egg rolls.
Hi.
Hi, kiddo. All right, you ready to play?
Yes, we're ready.
Your letter is C, like cupcake. All right.
Okay.
Give me five things you would traditionally find in a garage, starting with the letter C. Go.
Okay. Cooler.
Yep.
A camping tent.
Sure.
Cokes.
Time's up. Camping chairs, right?
Oh, chairs.
You know what the biggest thing you can probably find in the car or in the garage that starts with a C is a car.
A car.
Being one right now.
Oh.
Man.
It's funny how you seize up during this game, huh? You're like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, that was very nerve-wracking.
Well, I can tell you had a good time though. You got a big smile on your face, Marina. Thank you for calling.
We do. Thank y'all. We love you.
We love you too.
Bye, Marina.
Bye.
Oh, she's so sweet.
Oh my God. Jordan's been holding him in. Hi, Jordan.
Oh no.
Oh
hi.
No.
Oh no.
You got this, Jordan.
I can put you back on hold. You want me to put you on hold?
No.
It's your time to shine. Yay.
What'd you do this weekend?
You know, probably just planting, doing nothing else.
A little planting. We'll cover them up tonight.
A little planting.
What is it?
I said little planting.
Little planting?
Little planting?
Little planting. It's nothing specific.
Just a little planting.
Just a little planting.
Like,
we were both trying, like.
Is Katie and I were staring at each other. Where is the disconnect? I don't know what's happening right now. All right. Well, cover up your little plantings because it's going to freeze tonight, supposedly.
Yeah.
Oh, yay.
Yay. All right. What do I want to give you? All right. Let's do the letter S, like salamander.
Okay. Beautiful.
Beautiful. I love the letter S. Okay. Road trip snacks that begin with the letter S. I need five of them. Go.
Snickers. Snack packs.
Yeah.
Oh no!
Oh, that was really bad, Jordan.
That was really bad.
You're gonna think of 15 of them now.
You will.
Oh, great!
I might hold on to
that
one.
I will for sure fail on that one.
That's all right. Well, you have a super dupes day, Jordan. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Kelly's been holding the longest. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, we're super dupes. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Why does it say shopping Lego on my screen? What does that mean?
So my son wanted to spend his allowance at the Lego store. So we went to Flatirons and went to the Lego store.
Well, how fun is that?
We also went to the Five Below and did the dumpling event because you know how big those little squishy things are nowadays
yes.
for these kids.
If you find the gold one, you're going to get $1,000 shopping spree, right? Isn't that the latest? Like they have a gold
that
dumpling?
Is, that was, and it was worldwide. So good luck getting that worldwide.
Yeah, right. They're getting us with these dumplings, though, Kelly. I'm telling you.
Well, and then, of course, it popped last night. So it's all good.
Oh,
you know.
No, of course.
The dumpling.
Do you know off the air we call Katie our little dumpling?
Yeah.
I love that.
I do, too. It's a nice nickname.
That's cute. All right. Your letter is S, like salamander. 10 seconds. I need 5 road trip snacks to begin with the letter S. Go.
Smarties, smoothies, saltine, salad, and sweet tart.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times I've been on a road trip on the open road going 85, and I'm like, man, I could go for a bowl of salad right now.
I've gotten salad at a gas station before for a road trip.
So
that's unsettling.
Yeah.
Well, seriously, you've had way too many sticks of beef jerky. You need to add some fiber.
Too many Slim Jims, and you're like, I need some lettuce immediately.
You need to add some fiber to that diet.
Listen, I'm not going to lie. I'm sure my wife has at some point brought a salad in the car.
Yes,
this is a total chick. This is a chick thing.
Smarties, saltines, all of those things I've eaten in a car.
I mean, saltines, all right.
All of those things
I've
eaten in a car.
Lucky I'm in a good mood today.
What if you're car sick and then you need saltines?
You've never been pregnant, Jeremy. You don't know how many
you don't know me.
We eat.
You don't know me. You don't know my backstory.
Say it.
All right, Kelly.
Yes.
I need you to say, Jeremy, play the Winnie Wynn sound.
Jeremy, play the Winnie Wynn sound.
Boom! Yeah. Oh wait, it didn't play.
It didn't play. It really
didn't. Didn't play right. Hold on. I want to play it again. It didn't play. There it goes. My little butt was all jacked up.
It's official.
Now it's official.
Yay, Kelly.
Kelly, you did good today with salad and saltines.
Thank you so much. My son is so excited. He's like, what'd you win, Mom? What'd you win?
Yay!
Give your son a quick shout out.
Hey, Liam from Soaring Heights Elementary. Say hello.
Hello,
buddy.
Hi, Liam.
Have a good day at school. Aww. Kelly, I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll come back and tell you all about that prize, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks for playing.
Hi, guys.
That was a fun round today of Fast Five, and we'll do it again tomorrow morning, 7:30 every morning, with Jeremy, Katie, Josh, here at Mix 100.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
I got a little story for you guys. We don't really let our kids do a lot of sleepovers. Never really have. Were you like that with baby Nana? Did she do a lot of sleepovers?
I mean, she had the specific kids that I really liked that I would allow to come over a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, we weren't that house. I tried really hard not to be that house.
We're same. There's definitely one family that we're totally cool with.
Yes.
But other than that, it's like we haven't had the kids do sleepovers basically at all. But now that my son's going into high school, we're kind of like, we've got to loosen the belt a little bit, you know, and give him a little bit more freedom. So he had a sleepover this weekend. A little group of middle school boys, well, soon to be high school boys, having a sleepover. And he came home the next day just completely exhausted. I mean, they were up the entire night.
Oh, yeah, you have to sleep. Be.
As they should, right?
Yeah.
All hopped up on Doritos and
Mountain
Gummy Bears.
Dew.
Mountain Dew.
It's going to Mountain Dew it to you.
It's Code Red kind of night. But he started telling us what they did, and it led to a sit-down. A conversation.
Did you have to have a talk?
We had to have a talk about what's appropriate during sleepovers.
Okay. What did they do? What?
My brain is racking of what I did as a teenage boy.
Well, we all know what we did, but this one was unique. I'll give you just what they did. The stuff that was fine was they had like airsoft gun battles, you know, with the little puff darts. You know, that was awesome.
Yeah.
That's fun. What else did they do? This one was so-so. This wasn't the conversation, but I've told you guys in my neighborhood they do the dumpster weekends.
Yeah.
So they bring dumpsters in, and everybody can just dump all their crap into the dumpsters, and then the HOA takes them off. It's a good opportunity to get rid of a bunch of stuff. So they went out like late at night and got in all the dumpsters and pulled all sorts of stuff out and brought it back to this kid's house.
That's kind of cool, though.
No, including that's so dangerous.
It's so dangerous because you could slice your leg open or something in there.
Exactly, you get a nail in your foot. Come on.
Yeah, they had like the best part was they found an old scooter in one of them and an old like 50-inch TV. And so they put the TV on the scooter and was like zipping around the neighborhood with a big random TV. And like I'm like, this is awesome. That's fun.
That's boy stuff.
That's fun boy stuff. That's fun going into high school boy stuff.
That doesn't
bother me. The kid that he stayed at the house, actually, he reminds me of a character in a movie. This kid goes out constantly and just dumpster dives and brings stuff home, disassembles it, makes new things, you know, reads like he had a blowtorch in his bedroom.
I was like, does he remind like, you from of Sid or what?
Yes, he reminds me of a kid who's like this scientist at home with a garage full of stuff, super creative kid. So like for me, I'm like, this is awesome because you're out doing something, you're being creative, you're learning how to weld.
A blowtorch in the bedroom? I'm sorry. I mean, I would draw a line.
It's fine.
No, it's not.
It's fine. The thing we had to sit down and have a conversation about, though, as we said, Reed, don't go into storm drains. You cannot go into storm drains because I guess they went out like at 3 a.m. and they were climbing into storm drains.
No.
Yeah. And I was like, you know what? That's probably not the best idea.
That's a little dangerous. That's a little too far past the line.
And we're not talking like a big round drainage thing that like goes into like a lake or something like that. We're talking like the ones on the ground with the grates, you know,
yes.
that you can like lift up. Yeah. It's very Pennywise.
Yes.
And there was multiple pictures. And luckily, he's a smart kid. He's like, honestly, I didn't go into him, but he was showing us pictures of him and the other buddies in the storm drain, like peeking out, like acting all creepy. So we had to have just a quick sit down. It's like, you know what? Playing in the storm drains, probably not the best idea.
Maybe find a different place to play next time.
Like, you don't know if you can fall down in there,
Has
if there's animals.
Stephen King's It yet? It
right.
may be time to
right.
show him the
well,
movie.
I just, you know what I immediately thought? Because my dad was career fire chief, fire
yeah.
service for 50 years. I was like, it might be time to sit down and have a talk with Grandpa.
Oh, yeah.
About maybe what they found over the years if you get in a storm drain.
In storm drains, exactly. You need to ask Grandpa
yeah.
to really put together like yeah, a yeah. PowerPoint presentation. No, what do the kids call them? Slides.
A slide.
Your grandpa needs to put together some slides
about.
For kiddo to sit down and watch for real.
So yeah, we were okay with everything. They went out, slept on a trampoline. They had, you know, it was
fun.
But that was the only red flag. It was like, we should probably talk to our son about storm drains. I think I would have rather had him looking at pictures of girls and stuff.
I know,
being
right?
in the storm drains, right?
He just didn't tell you that part.
Parenting sucks sometimes.
So hard.
But it's also quite comical, isn't it?
I mean, there's that part too.
I made a joke about making love with potato salad or something like that. Off the air, Katie's like, oh, I would have made love to some food this week, and I'll tell you that much
actually,
right now.
What I was doing, the opposite of a dilemma, because I'm telling you, shout out to Elidge Gardens, because Taste of Elidge was everything I wanted it to be and then some. I guess they do this every year where they have a bunch of chefs. I believe over 30 chefs were on site serving up some amazing food.
Was Chef Boyardee there?
I don't know. He might have been in the back, actually, making some amazing ravioli, because there was an Italian zone. They had like 7 different cuisine zones, and then each zone had like a little menu for you to choose from. And so my favorite by far was the Cajun. And that's because it was shrimp and crab cakes
Ooh.
And hush puppies
Ooh,
and
yum.
All those yummy, yummy
crawdads.
Things. But yeah, they didn't have crawdads on the menu.
Ooh,
this time
crawdads on the grill.
But what they did have, it was funny because the Cajun zone was all the way in the back. So we kind of, our game plan going in, I went with a friend of mine and we each had 5 tastings. So you get to choose 5 tastings from all the cuisine zones. That's part of your ticket, right? But they are good size servings. So when you think you get 5 plates of food is essentially what you get for this price. And it was so good. But we wanted to make our way through Elidge's to see what they had first before we really committed to anything, right?
Yeah, smart.
So the last one we went to was the Cajun one, and they had the shrimp and sausage gumbo and the big crab cake sliders with the hush puppies and the Old Bay fries. And we were both just so excited. We're like, okay, I think this is it. I think this
we can
is
stop
what
with our
we're
loop
gonna
now.
Do. This is what we're going
I'd
for.
I'd like some Old Bay fries, please.
So then we get into the line, and that was the thing, is it was so busy. Like, there are so many people checking this out, which was awesome. It was great that this had so much feedback. But we're standing in this line, and we are confused as to, here's the food line, here's the beverage line. So we're standing in the beverage line waiting to get our waters, and we order our waters, and we wait, and then we realize we we were supposed to order our food in that long line as well. And so we were waiting so hungry to get the shrimp and sausage gumbo. And then we didn't. All we got was waters. And we were just kind of standing there like, I guess it's fine, you know. So then we made our way back to the Mediterranean zone, got some chips and hummus. We made our way to the Italian spot again to get some tiramisu. And then we made our way back to the sausage gumbo. But I'm so glad it worked out that way, because they gave us the biggest helping of sausage gumbo with shrimp that you could ever imagine. And that filled us up real quick. So I'm actually glad it worked out the way it did, because when I went into this place, I was like, I don't know if five plates of food is going to do it for me.
Like, I'm going to need more than this.
Legitimately.
These little snack size samples.
I don't think they know that this is not going to be enough.
I can pack it away.
I left so stuffed.
I saw your, first of all, I saw a lot of pictures of you and food this weekend.
I know. I had so many. So many different
First thing
things.
I noticed is the individual size tiramisu.
Yeah.
Looked money.
It was so good.
I am such a slut for tiramisu.
Yeah, and it was
good. And I was like, that looks delish.
It was really tasty.
Was there some sort of nacho thing that you had?
A barbecue brisket
nacho?
That's the
one I saw that I was also like, damn.
Which again, like the smokiness of that brisket, and then it just like fell apart in your mouth. It was like butter. Like it was so
butter
tender
brisket.
And juicy. And then it was like, I'm a big fan of nachos that have the actual liquid cheese. Mm-hmm. Like, miss me with the melted shredded cheddar.
Yeah, you gotta have the liquid.
Like, I need that liquid
You need the
cheese.
Petroleum-based product on
the
there.
The liquid gold that comes from a can is what
or
I'm
a pump,
after.
Even better if it's a pump. That's
pump
how you
that
do
cheese
nachos.
On, baby.
Pump it right in my mouth.
Oh, my goodness. So yeah. I'm a fan of that liquid gold, though. And so when I saw that that's what they were serving, I was like, oh, you're not messing around.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, it was so good. And then that crab cake was just...
I love crab
it was
cakes.
So, and then they served it with two little hush puppies alongside.
You're a hush puppy.
I wish I was.
So my second observation from all of your pictures is like pure joy.
Did you get it? Did you get the pure joy coming
like,
from my face?
Yes.
Like,
you know, I think we all kind of battle a little bit in life with finding pleasure in certain things and satisfaction in things. And we're always searching for it, right? Like nothing ever satisfies us. And I will tell you that every time I see you with food,
she's like, she don't need no man. She's just satisfied.
There's a spark and a look in your face that I'm like, I gotta grasp that somehow in my life, because it is such a pleasure to see you and food, Pix. I know it's kind of weird. It's a weird thing to say.
No, it's not.
But it is. It is the definition of pure joy. Like you found it.
I tell you.
You found what everybody is looking for.
Oh.
In liquid cheese.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Well, we're going to read you a little listener email that came in, and then you guys can sound off about it and give us your opinion on what's going on in the world of our listener named Lacey. Oh, little Lacey pants. So if you ever want to sound off, phone lines are wide open. We love talking to you guys. 303-691-1649. Lacey says, hey, JKJ, my boyfriend is still friends with his ex. I've never really cared because she's nice and she has a boyfriend now and we actually get along really well and there's never been drama. But this weekend we had him over for a barbecue and a couple of cocktails. The conversation somehow turned into old stories from when they dated. At first, harmless, funny. But then they started reminiscing about romantic stuff that they used to do together and making little jokes about their past relationship. She said, it was nothing graphic or gross, but definitely enough to where I was standing there flipping burgers thinking, why am I listening to my boyfriend and his ex giggle about their old makeout memories in the Bahamas?
Oh.
She said the weirdest part was that her boyfriend really didn't seem bothered at all. He was just eating potato salad like it was a normal conversation. And she wrote, okay, I guess. Later, I told my boyfriend it made me a little uncomfortable and honestly felt maybe a little disrespectful. He says, I'm overthinking it. People should just be mature enough to laugh about old relationships without it meaning anything. She says, I don't know, though. Reminiscing with an ex about your romantic history when you're both in new relationships feels wrong to me, maybe? Question mark. So I need to know, what do you guys think? Does reminiscing with an ex about your old sexy time fall under cheating or at least crossing the line? And that's from Lacey, who loves to flip burgers. So if you want to call in, this, I have never honestly heard about this type of situation, and it got me thinking. I was like, we should read this on the air. So 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649, is just reminiscing fall under the umbrella of cheating? Kind of a unique thought process behind that, I guess.
There is, yeah.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're super dupes. How are you on this Monday?
Oh, well, I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
Good.
Listen, it's not, I don't think it's cheating, but it's very disrespectful. Very disrespectful.
Why?
I mean, it's okay. If they, because, I mean, do you really, it's disrespectful. You have your girlfriend there, and all of a sudden, you're talking about making out with her while you're there flipping burgers.
Yeah.
I mean, give me a break.
But,
you know,
like,
it's okay to reminisce about stuff that was fun, but not stuff that you did intimately. Nobody wants to hear that crap.
Nobody. Exactly.
Yeah, but you have to kind of expect it. If you're still friends with your ex and they're still hanging out, like, stories are going to pop up,
right? Anything else except for that. They could talk about anything else except for that. There was no reason for them to talk about their intimate time. And if I was her, I'd watch them very carefully.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, right?
I
don't think I was very disrespectful. Very disrespectful.
And the fact that he blew it off,
that's a big red flag.
Yeah, and the fact that, like, they tried to make it seem like it was nothing, I think is, like, I would definitely have my eyes on them both in the future. Like,
That's gaslighting. That's gaslighting right there.
Absolutely.
And best sense of the word. You know, you're the one with the problem. No, she's not the one with the problem. It was very disrespectful.
Well, and then the alcohol involved,
point
too.
Of view.
Right? Like, I'm sure they felt like they could keep talking, like, you know, just have
an open
chat.
But I mean, that was really... Nobody wants to hear about what your boyfriend or girlfriend did with somebody else intimately. That's gross.
Is it gross? You'd be like, oh, I can beat that. I can do better than that.
Well, no, I think it just...
I guess so.
Yeah, it puts people in an awkward position, right?
Some people might be into it.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I guess you could have been like right here, right now, to show them, right? I mean, who knows, you know?
Remember that one position? Let's show them.
Okay. She puts her hand on the table out there and pushes all the potato salad onto the ground. Said, let's go!
Exactly, baby. You like that position? You haven't seen anything yet.
I call this one, I call this one the tater salad. Come here, girl.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Big sports weekend. A lot of sports stuff going on. I'm not going to tell you about it. I don't know much about sports. Josh, what you got?
Well, it was a big sports weekend, especially in the women's department. Women's sports were going crazy on Saturday, and that includes the Denver Summit FC.
Mm-hmm.
They were in action against the Orlando Pride. Janine Sonis, local hometown hero there, had a brilliant game when she recorded her second consecutive brace. What's a brace, Josh? That's when they score two goals in a game, and she's done that twice now.
Wow.
They got their first home win of the season, which is their first home win in the history of their entire soccer team, and this is what it sounded like.
Sonis fires and scores! Janine Sonis! There's a final whistle. A historic night in Denver. The Summit with their first ever home victory.
But wait, you guys, that's not all. There was also a massive fight that night, MMA, when Gina Carano took on Ronda Rousey, and the hype was incredible around it, all for it to last just 17 seconds.
Oh, immediately, Rousey takes Carano down, but Carano looking for the guillotine, and Rousey pops her head out in full mount, ground and pound. Rousey looking for the arm, and already the arm, it's over, Mamma Mia.
Did he say Mamma Mia?
He did. First of all, great call by him.
Great movie,
That's
too.
The most exciting part about the fight.
But also, it ended so quickly, he couldn't even get the first sentence out, essentially.
Yeah,
Ronda
yeah.
Rousey tackled Gina Carano, put her in the arm bar, 17 seconds in, it's all over. Fans all over Netflix, because that's where it was streaming, were not too pleased about that, because a lot of these people bought Netflix for the month and paid for that subscription just so they could watch this fight, because neither one of them had fought in over 10 years. It was about 10 years for each. And it ended 17 seconds.
Well, and it's so funny. I watched just obviously a little bit of it, but when she came on Gina, I was like, She's from The Mandalorian.
She
Wait
is.
A second.
She's a beast.
That's Baby Yoda's mom, kind of.
She's not very good, though.
Mom.
Yeah.
Well, that was her like crazy. Second professional loss ever. So she had a illustrious career, but the last time she fought was 2009.
Yeah.
So it had been a minute. And she also dropped like 90 pounds to fight Ronda Rousey. So she lost a lot of weight to get down to her weight division. And so I don't know if that, you know, made her lose a lot of muscle mass and wasn't able to keep up with the fight. But 17 seconds, not that impressive,
That's,
Jeremy.
No, not at all.
Listen, you don't have to tell me I've been out in 17 seconds myself.
Oh, buddy.
Jeremy.
We've all been there.
It is very disappointing.
You poor guy.
Gotta be a pill or something I can take, right? Well, here's a celebrity couple that nobody thought of. How about Tom Cruise and Pam Anderson? Are they hitting that? I don't know. This is coming from the very reliable folks at the National Enquirer. They say that Pamela is making room for love in her life, and Tom might be interested, all because he reached out after her Golden Globe-nominated performance in 2024, that show that she was on, The Last Showgirl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
He, I guess, reached out to congratulate her on her big comeback, and they've been in touch ever since, and there's been a spark, according to people close to them. Well, I didn't see that one coming
it's
at all.
Odd couple. Huh.
He's 63. She's 58. I think she is fairly low-key anymore.
Yeah, I don't know if she'd want to put up with his shenanigans.
Yeah, and he's not, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's going on. This warms my heart because I'm a fan of retro and nostalgia and Pizza Hut bringing back its old-school restaurants, you guys.
Oh.
They took a look at themselves in the mirror, and they're like, what we're doing is just not working. These new, modern, sparsely designed restaurants... Just not feeling it. So they're going back to the red roof, checkered tablecloths, vinyl booths, the Tiffany-style lamps hanging from the ceiling.
So people actually come in.
Yes. I would go to there.
I would, too.
The red plastic cups are coming back, and the salad bar and buffet all coming back.
You got me with
pizza.
The buffet.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Now we just need some old-school video games in there.
Golden.
And the greasy original recipe is what we need.
Yeah, that pan pizza.
Oh, give
the
me some of that pan pizza.
It's the best.
Get that grease all over your hands and go
yummy.
Play some Cruisin' USA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Greasy steering wheel.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's good stuff. What's locally?
Yeah, well, we've got this story about a black bear spotted in a Westminster neighborhood. And this is an update. So many bears have been
They're
spotted
everywhere.
Already this year. This was at 32nd and Youngfield. And the video is quite crazy because it's just walking across neighbors' lawns. Yeah, the Colorado Parks and Wildlife, they're trying to make it go on its own, right? Like, we don't want to have to trap you and relocate you. Just go on, be with your bear self. And I guess he did make his way to some open space and was fine. But they're letting people know, like, be aware of bears this season.
Be aware of the bear.
Be aware of the bear. Be bear aware.
Be bear aware.
Yes. That's a great public service campaign.
Do it, because they are everywhere this year. And that warm winter we had is a big reason. So,
be
yeah.
Be aware of bear in
be
underwear.
Aware. Beware of bears.
Bears and their scares.
Yeah. You know, it's
whatever
a working
it is.
Title. It's a working title, but we definitely want to get the word out for you to be on the lookout.
Hey, how do you shoo
bears?
A bear away if you see one? I'm not setting up a joke or anything.
You don't.
You're like, hey.
Yeah, you just see one, and
really?
I guess you observe it. Yeah, I don't know if you. I guess you make yourself bigger.
Don't run, because then they see you
yeah,
as like
you don't
want
to run.
I know
that
you do.
Much.
I know what you do.
What?
You go outside and shoot a shotgun into the air.
No,
well,
you do not.
Okay.
Actually, that
Maybe
is very
not
illegal,
that.
Sir.
Saint
very
illegal.
That's
going to
be the best way, I think.
No.
Just shoot it up in the air.
Absolutely
I mean,
not.
It would scare the bear.
No. You don't want to do that, though. Do
I'm liking
not.
This idea
I'm working
more.
On it.
Absolutely do not do that.
All right, what
oh,
else
my
you got?
Gosh. Okay. And then do you want Food Truck Owner or Delta County Crops? Which one are you looking for?
Food truck.
Okay, because this stinks for Tanya Worth. She just launched her DeVro Artisan Sandwiches last month, and she's really passionate about it. So, you know, we want things to work out for her, right?
We do, and I would love to play you the audio,
it's
but my
fine.
Computer's frozen.
I knew it would be, too. But she was hoping to be part of that North Glen food truck carnival that they had over the weekend. And she had somebody reach out to her. A woman named Olivia was talking about how she was like, hey, we've got this food truck carnival. We want you to be a part of it. Just send send me $400 for your deposit, right? So she did that. Tanya sent $400 to Olivia for the deposit and then spent $600 on food for the event to show up in North Glen for them to tell her, oh, your name isn't on the list. Aww. And not only that, but yeah, this scam has scammed a few people here in North Glen. So, man, somebody scammed a couple food truck owners out of $400 each. And then the food, they don't want that to go to waste. So I just wanted to give Tanya a shout out because she's going to be out at Denver Rescue Mission today around noon helping feed folks who are less fortunate. And if you can, you know, spare some money and go show a local food truck some support, she'll be serving food
That's
to everybody
nice
down there as well. So Denver Rescue Mission today is where she's going to be to try and make up some of her profits.
You know
profits.
How you get more people to your food truck, right?
What's that?
You go outside and shoot a shotgun in there.
You do not.
She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
All right, it is definitely time to get our crush on, and Brittany made it through. Hi, Britt.
Hi.
Well, good morning, morning. To you.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Brittany.
Yeah, well, I'm just stay-at-home mom hanging out with the baby. She's like 9 months old now, so watching her learn how to do all this stuff. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. New little fresh human.
The best time, too, when they're doing it all for the first time. Like,
Oh, yeah.
Fun until they're around a corner and you're like, where'd you go?
Yeah. Wait, don't go so fast.
Yeah. There's still so much poop going on, too, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
Lots of it, yeah. But it's adorable, too.
Worth it.
I remember the blowouts that we'd have in the car, you know, with up the back and all over the car seat.
Oh, yeah, it's awful.
Yeah. Luckily, I haven't had one of those yet.
Yeah, it's coming.
That would probably change my opinion about the whole thing.
It's coming. Yeah. It's totally going to ruin your Kia Telluride or whatever you're driving. What are you driving, out of curiosity?
Well, I'm actually driving my husband's grandma's 96 Honda Civic.
Let's go.
Right on. Yeah. Reliable.
Throwback.
Car that lasts.
Reliable AF. Yeah.
I love it.
All right, Brittany, so I'm going to give you and Katie the same five pop culture trivia questions. Best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie. Katie, would you like to say anything to Britt?
Oh, no. You feel like you got your hands full being a new mom, but you will have to bring it for this because I come
we're
to play.
Do my best.
Okay, good, good.
Brittany, I need you to tell Katie to get the heck out of the studio.
Bye, Katie. No cheating.
Yeah, no cheating. Get out of here.
Bye, Brittany.
That's a big must. I don't want any cheaters. So no help, Brittany. And then, Katie goes into a room where she can't hear anything. I come up with the questions so there's no cheating.
Fun.
And, she's in there. All right, we'll find out if you're right or wrong once we bring her back in.
Deal.
Deal, girl. Okay, here's your first question for the crush. Please tell me, what was the principal's name in the TV show Saved by the Bell?
Oh,
you can just give me last name.
I'm gonna just guess Sanders. I have no idea on that one.
Mr. Sanders?
No clue. Yep.
All right.
No.
Oh, that's annoying. Oh, okay. God. Oh. Okay, your second question. In the movie Napoleon Dynamite, what animal did Napoleon sketch that combined two animals together?
I feel like it was like a llama, and I'm going to guess a chicken. Oh, these are hard questions.
Do you remember the name of the animal that he combined? There was like a name.
I don't. I know the llama's name is Tina, but that's as far as I got.
That's solid. Solid pull. All right. Your third question. What was the name of the dog in The Sandlot?
Oh, my gosh. I know this one. Hold on.
It's hard to think with that kid in the background.
I know. And we call my dog this name all the time, and my husband knows it for sure. I know it's like, I'm going to guess like Brutus or Butch. I know it's with a B, but I don't know what it is. Dang it.
Butch, please.
I was ready for this today.
It's okay.
Yeah,
it's Butch. All right. I'll put you down for Butch. All right, here's your fourth question. What was Julia's silly last name going to be in The Wedding Singer if she married her fiancé Glenn in the movie?
Oh, my gosh. Dingler. I don't know.
Dingler?
Oh, my God. I need to watch TV. We need to watch more TV.
That's
oh,
okay.
My gosh.
Hey, you got...
I used to know all of this just, stuff.
You
really
need
good.
To sit down today and watch The Wedding Singer with your little baby.
I guess so. Yeah, I do.
Here's your final question for the crush. What was the name of Weird Al's parody song that he set to Gangster's Paradise? What was Weird Al's version?
I don't know.
You gonna pass?
Yeah, I'm gonna pass. Dang it.
Put Butch down.
Yeah, let's just Butch again.
All right, Katie, we're waving Katie in. Here she comes. Hello.
Katie is gonna crush me today.
Hello, oh. Katrina.
Is it hard to beat Brittany?
You might have a good chance today.
Okay.
Probably not for you, Katie, but
Brittany,
I haven't been watching enough TV.
Well, that, and you know mom brain's a thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
It is. It's horrible.
And so is dad brain. Like, after we had kids, I had dad brain so bad for years.
Yeah. It's bad. It's not fair.
It's not fair. They say your brain actually shrinks. Like, I'm like...
I would say it shrank probably two sizes, honestly.
Yeah, right?
It shrank two sizes
all right,
that
so
day.
We'll give you a little bit of a pass because you got mom brain. All right, Katie, what was the principal's name in Saved by the Bell?
Mr. Beldine.
Brittany said something that wasn't right.
Oh.
Just Sander or something. I don't know.
Yep.
All right, in Napoleon Dynamite, what animal did he sketch that combined two animals together? What was the name of the animal he sketched?
Oh, what was that again? It's the liger, right? The lion and the tiger. That's what it was. Yes.
Liger.
The liger.
Brittany, honorable mention, though, for knowing the llama's name, which was Tina, but...
Oh.
Yeah, even your kid's pissed at you right now.
I know. I'm losing.
Your kid hates this.
I tried.
Oh, a baby.
Little baby hates this game. All right, Katie, what was the name of the dog in the Sandlot?
not the Great Bambino. No, it was...
no.
That was part of it, though.
Yeah, it was.
What was it? It's like Beast or something. Butch Beast. Beast, right? It was the Beast.
Beast?
It was the Beast.
Is...
Yeah!
It's funny you said, Butch, because that's what Brittany said.
Did you say Butch? I knew it was a B one. I was like, oh, what is it?
Your fourth question for the crush. What was Julia's silly last name going to be in The Wedding Singer if she married her fiancé Glenn in the movie?
It was Julia Guglia.
Oh, Guglia.
Your name's
going to
be Julia Guglia?
Julia.
Yeah, you got that one wrong, Brittany.
I know. Dang it.
Okay.
Katie, you're doing really good today.
I know
actually.
Him today.
Julia Guglia.
Okay.
I mean, easily in my top eight favorite movies.
I love that movie.
That's a damn good movie.
Hold the remote control.
What was the name of the Weird Al's parody song set to Gangster's Paradise? What was the Weird Al version?
A churn butter once or twice. Live in Amish Paradise. Amish Paradise.
Dang it.
Brittany said Butch. Oh, I'm sorry, Brittany said Butch. Wow, 5 for 5 today. You killed
Remember
it.
Remember how much I stunk on Friday?
Yeah. You destroyed the crush today. You did come to play. Brittany, well, it was nice meeting you.
Yeah,
it was fun. I had fun, so that's all that matters.
Yeah.
I just gotta, you know, work on that mom brain thing or something. I don't know. I feel like I know all of those, so that's annoying, but it's okay.
That's all right. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to put you on hold really quick because I want Josh to get your information so we can at least send you the podcast, okay?
Okay, perfect.
So don't go anywhere. Hold
awesome.
On.
Awesome. Thanks, Brittany.
Thanks, Britt. Katie, you did it again, girl.
Yeah. Well I studied done. This weekend.
Well done.
Yeah.
We will play again tomorrow morning here at Denver's Mix 100.